What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show. It is Thursday, March 16th, and today and tomorrow, actually, the two best days of the year. We've got all of this action going on in the afternoon. If you like sports, and particularly college basketball, today is for you. I remember years and years and years ago, this was before I even had this show, and I've had the show, next month will be 15 years. I would have my three television set up, which I still have, and I would have a game on the left, a game on the main screen, a game on the right, and I would have friends over at my place from noon, and we've already seen a couple of games, and we've got more going on right now. I would have them over on Thursday and Friday from noon all the way until about midnight or so, because we get some games that start about 10 p.m. And I'd fill out the bracket. I would be all into it because the bracket's a big deal. Now, for some of you, the bracket is still a big deal. For me, it's not a big deal. I actually don't even have a bracket, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I just have a ticket, not a speeding ticket, knock on wood. I have a ticket for the University of Miami basketball team to win the national championship. Keyword, basketball team. I'm not dumb enough to wager on the football team to win the national title, at least not yet. But I got the basketball team to win the championship at 75-1. A buddy of mine went to Vegas about a month and a half ago, put it in for a dime. That would be a grand. I got half that ticket. 37-5. So, yes, I am rooting for the University of Miami to win the title. Not going to be easy, especially with some injury news, but maybe that news will get better by their game tomorrow. And I'm also rooting for FAU. I hope those of you who follow the Owls, and there's a lot of you that tune into this program in the Palm Beach area and specifically in Boca Raton, I am rooting for the small upset, not a major upset because they're only a little dog, like a puppy, but I am rooting for FAU to beat Memphis. I think FAU got a raw deal with their bracket. Those committees, I'm just not a fan of committees. Even with the college football playoff, I feel like odds makers should be making these brackets and everything we've got going on postseason-wise. I mean, I know that will never happen, but like for the college football playoff, I thought Alabama deserved to be in there. And now you take a look at the committee that put together the March Madness bracket, and FAU, a 9? Come on. I know FAU is in Conference USA, but come on. They had an incredible season. And some of you will say, oh, well, look who they played. You can only play who's on your schedule. They had an incredible season. I just felt that they deserved better than a 9. And the Canes probably deserve better than a 5. They were ranked 14 or 15, but I understand that. I'm not so much against the Canes being a 5 as I am FAU being a 9. In any event, both of those teams, they play tomorrow night. You don't have to wait until then to get the action. We've already got it going on. A lot of your brackets will probably be busted right away. We'll have some Cinderellas emerge. We'll have the buzzer beaters. We'll have all of the madness. That's why it's called March Madness. Day 1 and 2, they're bonkers. It happens every single year. It's a great time of the year. It's a perfect day to just watch basketball at your office. I think they have that like hide screen button now in case your boss walks in or maybe you're your own boss. Even better, just watch basketball all day today, watch basketball all day tomorrow, and then watch basketball all this weekend. Plus, we got the World Baseball Classic going on right in our own backyard. Slater, Little Havana's not my backyard. Okay, we'll just drive 30 or 45 minutes, especially during the weekend. It's not as bad traffic-wise. Last night was a madhouse at Lone Depot Park. Puerto Rico against the Dominican Republic. So many fans there. Such a festive and wild atmosphere. And then as we saw the finish and after the finish is what everyone's talking about with Edwin Diaz going down for the New York Mets while celebrating. Gosh, you never want to see anybody get injured, but getting injured celebrating, we've seen this. We've seen this way too many times, and it's such a shame. So we got college basketball. We got the World Baseball Classic. We got NFL free agency still happening. Teams are making moves. Aaron Rodgers, he declared where he wants to go. The Dolphins officially get rid of Byron Jones, and they welcomed Jalen Ramsey earlier today. The Miami Heat, they had a blowout win last night. The Grizzlies, they were without Ja Morant. Details of why he was actually out kind of scarce, other than he flashed a gun at a strip club. I mean, we know that. The Panthers, they're playing at home tonight. So I just mentioned strip club, and then I mentioned Panthers. Remember when that was a thing last year? When they had a little strip club issue with some of the players in Tampa and the reports that were coming out? Any strip club story, it's got to be a good story. Normally, it's a good story, and it's a story that I'm all over with a
Slater's Scoop.
In 2020, right in the middle of COVID, at the beginning, the middle, and even during the end, I was all over the strip club news. Lap dances available in Miami-Dade County, and some of the girls had to wear gloves. Some of them had to wear masks. Gosh, COVID was no fun, but the strip club news, that was a lot of fun. So before I get to anything, I told you guys yesterday that I had jury duty. That's why you didn't hear my voice. I wasn't doing the show yesterday. I was at jury duty. Now, I am not permitted, and it was stressed to me, specifically to me. It was stressed to me, and I already knew this, but I am not permitted to obviously say anything about the case, any details whatsoever regarding what's going on in the courtroom. Can't say a word about it. And you guys know on this show, I love being all about
honesty.
But that right there, that is a court order. The only thing that I can say is that at this moment, I am being required to go back to continue to serve on Monday, as of this moment. That's the only thing I could say. Some people, they don't go to jury duty. They just don't show up. Like, oh, I never got the thing in the mail. And you let it go. And nothing ever happens to you. I could not do that. I couldn't. I got the thing in the mail. I had to actually postpone it a few times because of scheduling. And I postponed it to yesterday, Wednesday, March 15th. I went, and look, it's my civic duty. It's everybody's civic duty as a United States citizen. They even tell you in the jury pool, you have two things as a citizen. You got to pay taxes, and you have to fulfill your civic duty when summoned upon for jury duty. And again, I know a lot of you will be like, eh, that's, you know, BS. You don't got to do it. Just don't go. I went. And the night before, I had my poker tournament. I was at the Hard Rock. I wound up coming in fourth place in my poker tournament. I made the final table. That is my third final table in the first 4 months of my tournament at the Hard Rock. 3 out of 4. I was doing everything I could to win. It got very difficult in the end. I finished in fourth place, which is still really good. 112 entries, I finished in fourth. It's really good, but I like finishing in first. I have a standard now. So I didn't leave the Hard Rock until about 2:45 in the morning. I wound up getting home at about 3:30. Went to bed just before 4. woke up at 6:15, fought traffic to get to the courthouse, the criminal courthouse, right there sort of by Lone Depot Park. Got there very early, had some coffee, went into the jury pool, went into the courtroom, and now, again, I've been told I need to go back on Monday. It's just my civic duty. So I'll see. There is a possibility that I may be excused before Monday. If I am, then you'll hear my voice on Monday. But as of now, I have to go back to the criminal courthouse on Monday and see what happens after that. Trust me, I wish I could tell you things, but when the judge makes an order and it becomes a court order, that's sort of where I draw the line here. You know I'm honest, and I'm always honest on this show. Again, this show's always all about
honesty.
And I'm being honest by saying, and you should know, I can't say anything more than that. Now, after the fact, once this is over or I'm excused, that's a different story. But at this moment right now, I can't get into anything other than what I already told you. I've got trips planned to Medellin. I planned on doing my show from Medellin next week. Judge knows that. So let's see what the judge says. Let's see what happens. All right. Before I say anything more than I'm not supposed to, let me move along here. But I know you guys like to know where I am, where I'm doing the show from, what's going on. You can follow me on Instagram all of the time. I keep all of you as updated as I possibly can. So I needed to let all of you know that. And as far as the poker tournament goes, I want to give all of you the heads up right now before I tell anybody on Twitter or anything. You guys are here. You're loyal. You're in the audience right now, tuned in, hearing my voice. And I want to tell you this first. So for the first time ever in the history of the Slater Scoops poker tournament, the next one is going to be held on Saturday morning, 11 a.m., April 1st. That is not a joke. Okay, it's no joke. It has nothing to do with April Fool's Day. The next Slater Scoops poker tournament will be Saturday, April 1st at 11 a.m. No joke. Saturday, April 1st, 11 a.m. It's at the Hard Rock, where it always is now. And the reason we're doing this, I just want to try something new. We're having great turnouts on the Tuesday night that I do it once a month. But there have been many of you who have told me over the years that you wish you could go to my poker tournament, but you can't because you can't get out of work on time. You can't stay out late because the next day you have to work early. And I totally understand that. This will be an opportunity on Saturday, April 1st at 11 a.m., where those people who cannot get out during the week, you'll be able to get out on Saturday morning. So I'm giving all of you who have not been able to make it because it's during the week, I'm giving all of you the opportunity to be there for my next poker tournament, Saturday morning, April 1st at 11 a.m. It's not a joke. It's got nothing to do with April Fool's Day. I will be there, and I hope you will too. Saturday, April 1st at 11 a.m. at the Poker Room inside the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. No joke. All right, so now I'm already 14 or 15 minutes into this hour, and I haven't even officially started. So I don't want to run out of time. I don't have a lot of time here to begin with. I don't want to run out of it, and I have many things to say. So I think it's the perfect opportunity right now for this hour to officially begin.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I want to start by saying the World Baseball Classic is awesome, and it's not going anywhere. I know we have a lot of Mets fans in this audience. We have a lot of New Yorkers here in South Florida. You like the Mets. Some people like the Yankees. And I know Mets fans are very angry right now. Actually, Mets fans have been angry pretty much since 1986. Sorry about that. But the World Baseball Classic is not why Edwin Diaz got hurt. The Mets jinx, maybe, but that injury, it was an absolute fluke. A totally fluky thing to happen. It didn't even happen during the game. Edwin Diaz closed out the game. He got the save for Puerto Rico. The players rushed to the mound, as they would always do. And then, boom, he goes down and he's taken off the field in a wheelchair. I am not willing to blow up the World Baseball Classic because Edwin Diaz suffered a total fluke injury. Guys get hurt at spring training all of the time. Go look at the New York Yankees roster. Are we going to stop spring training games? What needs to be said and what needs to be understood is that these World Baseball Classic games, they are not meaningless. They are the opposite of meaningless. I hear people say, well, it's a game in March and it's totally meaningless. Really? Go ask the players if these games are meaningless. Look at the way these guys are playing. Look at the pride. The pride that these players have wearing the colors of their country. Oh, it's there. Look at the joy that the fans are feeling as well. Bringing their country's flag to the game and chanting with their fellow countrymen. In soccer, the talk is always about the difference between playing for a club and playing for a country. We see it in the World Cup. In the World Cup, guys are on a different level. The emotions are greater. Legends are made. Yes, playing for your soccer club matters, but playing for your country matters too, and probably matters more. It's about time that Major League Baseball tapped into that spirit of national pride. So many of these ballplayers are feeling it. One of the arguments against baseball is that they don't market their stars. Well, here's a truly authentic way to market the best of the best, because it just shows. It shows right now how much they care. It shows what they care about. It's about their country, and it's about their national pride. It's been so good for Miami, this tournament. So good for Little Havana, Miami, South Florida, good for Lone Depot Park. 36,000 plus fans last night. I don't know how many times that'll be matched during the season. Probably not even opening day. Maybe because it's against the Mets. Maybe one of the games against the Yankees when they're here. Whatever the crowd side is, even if they did fill it up during the Marlins season, it will not have that kind of juice that it had last night and throughout this World Baseball Classic in that ballpark. The cheering, the energy, the chants. It's just a great thing to watch. These fans are hanging on every single pitch. And the Marlins as an organization, the executives that are there for this at Lone Depot Park, they're in their own building. They're watching it and they're feeling it literally shake with the passion and the love for the game of baseball. How will the Marlins take that and replicate it? So many of the people who are at that stadium, living and dying with every pitch, you know they're not coming to see the Marlins and Brewers on a Tuesday. So what can the Marlins do to try to expand on this success? Rather than making it a one-off event every 4 years, what can the Marlins do to bring anything close to this to a Tuesday or Wednesday night Marlins game. Perhaps player selection? Like Manny Machado. When Manny Machado is available, who is a South Florida kid and has Dominican heritage, should the Marlins consider having Manny Machado? Well, yeah, of course they should. How powerful of an impact would that be? Think about what a Latin baseball star can do in South Florida. And I'm talking about a star. And I'm not saying they should only target Latin stars. You should have a team full of stars. But think about what a Latin star would do. It would reach another level for this organization. They should not only target them. And look, during the years that Jeter was the CEO, I kind of felt that's what they were doing, but it wasn't star power. It was just like, oh, we need to specifically get guys from the Dominican. We need to get guys from Venezuela. They would put the flag up there on the scoreboard for them. They would make it a big deal about where they're from, but they weren't stars. You've got to have stars. So I'm not saying have some sort of quota with Latin players. The Marlins should go get the best players wherever they are from. All I am saying is, imagine having a star who is Latin playing on this Marlins team. And not just one, but multiple. Having a team full of stars, with some of them being from the Dominican or Puerto Rico or Venezuela. Are you kidding me? It's just so unfortunate that the Marlins will, at least I don't think anytime soon, I don't think they will spend big, big, big money to be able to make that happen. Whether the player is Latin or not. You think they would spend money for Ohtani? Ohtani's obviously not Latin. He's a star. You think they're going to spend money for him? Forget about it. It's so unfortunate because they see here and they need to understand, and I'm sure they do, the potential for a fan base for baseball is here in South Florida. How can you get those fans to come to your regular season games? I'd say roster construction is a big part of it. Not the concession stands, not having the thingamajiggy that was in center field now outside, not coloring or painting or changing the walls to a different color, not the Auto Nation alley in center field where you can stand. It's got nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with the jerseys, the colors, nothing. It has to do with star power. And it would be even bigger if some of those stars that the Marlins we wish would sign would be from the Dominican, from Puerto Rico, from Venezuela. Forget about it. It would be unbelievable. Unfortunately, the chances of that ever happening, pretty close to zero. Probably as close to zero as you could possibly get. There's something people always say about Florida, and specifically South Florida, and I think it's completely incorrect. I want to get to that conversation in just a moment. What you guys could get to, though, is Gulfstream Park. Right now you could go to Gulfstream Park. The championship meet is happening right now with live racing Wednesday through Sunday, and we're just a couple of weeks away from the Florida Derby. The best races, the best horses, the best jockeys, the best of everything right now is at Gulfstream Park in Hollandale Beach. As if we didn't have enough going on in South Florida, do not sleep on Gulfstream Park. When I go to Gulfstream Park, I go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms. I go there, I sit down, I get a table, I have a great meal, I watch the races live right in front of me, I wager on them, and you could only spend 10 or 20 cents on a wager and make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all of the time. So if you want to have an experience like that, Go to GulfstreamPark.com, make a reservation for 10 Palms. That's their trackside restaurant, and you will have a great time. Live racing right now every Wednesday through Sunday during the championship meet at Gulfstream Park. I hear all of the time, South Florida is not a baseball market. Baseball can't even work in the state of Florida. How can that still be said? When we get an atmosphere like we have right now at the World Baseball Classic, with so many baseball fans going out to Lone Depot Park, how could it be said that South Florida cannot handle baseball? I think this is a town that is more than capable of coming out and supporting a baseball team. You just need to be given a reason to cheer. We know that South Florida is an event town. If there is an event, people in South Florida will show up. They will go. They'll show up and they'll show out. They'll be great. The Heat games have become an event. Last year, going to the Florida Panthers, that was an event because they were really good. When you're really good, people are talking about you. You're all over the radio. You're all over television. You're all over the internet. It becomes an event. People go to check out events. Going to a Marlins game has not been an event, but it could be. It's very evident right now how many baseball fans there are in our town. The Marlins franchise, though, has done a very poor job of making it an event. They've tried, but they've done all of the wrong things. And there's a lot of people that work with the Marlins who I think are great people. People I talk to all of the time. I went to the game the other night. There I am at Lone Depot Park, and I ran into many Marlins executives, and they're great people. They mean well. They're nice. They're just great people. I get along with them. They get along with me. But decisions that have been made in the past, especially in the past 5 to 7 years, have just been horrible decisions. Nothing that would make Marlins baseball be an event. If they made it an event, if it really was an event, so many people would show up because, again, we now see how many baseball fans there are in our town. People just need a reason to go. You got to have a reason to go from Broward to Little Havana because you don't want to fight traffic. You don't want to deal with parking. Any excuse you can make, you're going to make it. So you got to have a reason you're going to go. What would make people go from North Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, whether you're going in a car, whether you're going on the train, the Bright Line, hopefully uninterrupted, if you know what I mean? What would make people do that? It's got to be for a reason. And there were reasons in the past to go to a Marlins game. I remember the D-Train, Dontrell Willis. He was a reason to go see a game. Jose Fernandez, he was definitely a reason to go see a game. And now Sandy Alcantara. When Sandy pitches, it's a reason to go to the ballpark. But that's once every 5 days. And those days could be where Sandy's lined up to pitch on the road, where it's not at Lone Depot Park. How do you get them to go out? How do you get fans to go to games all of the time? With the way this roster is, all of the deals that they've made, and they got rid of any stars that they had by not spending big, big money. And when you spend any money, you're striking out on the players you're bringing in. It's just not going to get the job accomplished. I said it last segment about something else, and I'll say it again this segment about this topic. I am always all about honesty. If the Marlins end up 10 games out of first place after about a month and a half of the season, and it certainly could happen that way, If the Marlins fall way behind and they struggle to score, just like they are now during spring training, and I know it's only spring training, but I would say go look at the standings and the runs, but maybe you don't want to. If they're way out of it early in the season and they can't even score runs, do you think people are going to go to the ballpark? I don't, because there's going to be nothing to see. Who is this on? I'd say it's on Bruce Sherman, the owner. I'd say it's also on Kim Ng, the general manager. If you put a good product, if you put stars on the field, people will go. It's not rocket science. Look at one of Kim Ng's signings, Johnny Cueto. He pitched last night. He wound up losing it early in the game. He's one of the Marlins' big hopes to fit into that rotation. Oh, we're going to add a veteran arm. If you're a Marlins fan and you haven't been paying attention, do yourself a favor. If you like this team, do not look up Johnny Cueto's spring numbers. Do not look them up. Now, obviously, after I say that, you're probably going to look them up. Why would I say that? Why would I say do not look them up? Oh, I'm curious. Now I got to look them up. Don't do it. Don't look up Johnny Cueto's spring numbers if you're a Marlins fan. If you're not a Marlins fan, go look them up. Maybe Johnny is working on his stuff, or maybe he's just lost it. I don't know. Let's just say that Johnny Cueto hasn't reached his sharpest level, at least not yet this spring. I'll be nice and just say that. Right now, I'm just happy that we're seeing meaningful baseball in South Florida with so many fans who are thrilled to be there. And not only the fans, but the players. The players care. If they didn't care, if this wasn't a big deal to them, then it wouldn't be a big deal to the fans. And then the tournament would just be stupid. But Major League Baseball, they got this so right. Look, I call balls and strikes here very well. When MLB's ridiculous, I tell you. When they do something right, it's my job to credit them. And they deserve so much credit for the World Baseball Classic. This is such high-level baseball. I was up past midnight. I had my TV on watching the USA against Colombia! My two homes. It's like watching two kids fight. It was complicated, but the USA, they move on. Colombia, they had a decent showing, last night at least. But these games, they're so good. Spring training games are just relaxing. You see young players, the stakes are low. These WBC games, especially like last night being a knockout game, the intensity, it feels like game seven of a playoff series. It's weird because you have these high stakes, high intensity games, and yet so many of the pitchers come with restrictions. Pitchers can't throw more than a certain amount of pitches, and they need this many days off. So what you end up with is a lot of Johnny Holstaff games. But this is legit international competition. The only thing lagging would be those pitching restrictions that maybe can be fixed in the future. I doubt that they will be, but maybe they can be. And you can't play this WBC during any other time of the year. This is the time of the year where it makes the most sense. It's just the pitchers, they're not quite ready for the season yet. And pitchers take longer than hitters to get ready. So you can't put them out there and have them throw 100 pitches or 110 or even 90. In the end, I mean, they'll be warmed up by the semis and then the final where they'll be able to go longer. But in the beginning stages, in the pools, you just can't do it. And I don't think there's any way to really fix it. All right, so now I want to get to the Canes. I want to get to the Dolphins. I'm going to try to say as many things as I possibly can, including right now about the Costa Rica Dental Team. If you need dental work done, the Costa Rica Dental Team will save you a fortune when compared to U.S. dental prices. I'm talking 50 to 70% you will save. I have been to the Costa Rica Dental Team many times myself, so I can tell you firsthand, the work and the staff at the Costa Rica Dental Team, absolutely top-notch. Maybe you need crowns, veneers, implants, whatever dental work you need done, the Costa Rica Dental Team will take great care of you and save you so much money when compared to U.S. dental prices. So now you could go check it out for yourself, and you should. Visit CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. That's CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. Inquire about their pricing, and then you could start planning your Costa Rica dental vacation later today. Jalen Ramsey was introduced a little while ago. Actually, Jalen was sort of introduced last night at the Heat game. He was there with Xavier Howard, and Jalen Ramsey is already talking that talk. He said that he and Xavier are the best cornerback duo in the National Football League. It's hard for me to say whether that will be true or not, because remember 2 years ago, Xavier, he led the NFL in interceptions. Last year, Byron Jones didn't play on the other side, so Xavier was kind of on an island a lot, and he wasn't as good, nowhere nearly as good, and he was injured. The question becomes, was Xavier Howard's drop-off a part of not having that strong partner with him on the field, that being Byron Jones? Was it because he had some lawsuits going against him, including getting sued about giving some girl the itchies? Or was it just a decline in performance? He's just not as good anymore. He's not as good as he was 2 years ago. I don't know the answer to that. And I mentioned Xavier Howard because I love how Jalen Ramsey respects his partner on the field. However, at the same time, people who watch this team closely, I don't think anybody knows how good Xavier Howard is right now at this point in his career. I don't think there's an answer right now. I don't think we're going to get an answer until the regular season begins. We just have to wait and watch and see. This isn't a situation where, like last season, the Dolphins got Tyreek Hill. The Dolphins get Tyreek Hill, and we all instantly know that was it. Stop the fight. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as a combo, they're going to be off the chain. Because Tyreek is in his prime, and he's never had a drop-off. And Waddle was clearly on the come-up. He's clearly gifted. So if I had to pick between the two tandems, my money would be on the offensive one. The defensive one, to me, Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey have something to prove. Now, they could be dang good, and there are parts of both of their careers where you would watch them and you would say,
wow!
Yeah, they are going to be a major problem for the opponent. But I don't think it's at the point, not yet, where you can say that right now and have it be a sure thing. Like, be certain about it. Not yet. I'm not prejudging them. I'm not saying they won't be. I said it last offseason with Tyreek and Jalen, and I think we all did. But because of the way Xavier played last season, and there was a drop-off, and we really don't know the real reason for the drop-off just yet, I cannot make that sort of statement like, wow, this duo is going to be unbelievable. I hope that's the case, but I just can't say it yet. I have to wait. I have to watch. I have to see. With the wide receivers, I didn't need to see anything. I didn't need to see a single snap to know, my gosh, those guys are going to be ridiculous together. And a little spoiler alert, not only were they ridiculous together, but I think they will continue to be ridiculous together for a very long time. Now, will the team that I am going to pay a lot of attention to tomorrow night, will they be ridiculous and good for at least a couple of weeks? That would be the University of Miami basketball team. And yes, I'm also not going to forget about FAU. I want to talk some college hoops, and I will in just a moment. Speaking of ridiculous, though, you could be surrounded by ridiculously gorgeous girls. If you head on over to Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, you'll be surrounded by these beautiful women who come from all over the world. That is what makes Dean's Gold the ultimate gentleman's club. So many different countries are represented at Dean's Gold. You will have such a great time. And you could go to Dean's Gold any day you want. They're open 7 days a week from 8 p.m. all the way until 6 in the morning. Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, is located on the northeast corner of Northeast 163rd Street and Biscayne Boulevard. That's in North Miami Beach. Surround yourself with beautiful women who come from all over the world. There is only one place in South Florida you could do that. Only one building. It is the ultimate gentleman's club, Dean's Gold. The University of Miami basketball team, they're a two-point favorite tomorrow night against Drake. The FAU basketball team, they are a two-point dog tomorrow night, a small puppy, against Memphis. The big question here, it has to do with the University of Miami, and it has to do with Norchad. Will he be able to play? I am very interested in finding that out. I'm like 75-1 interested because I've got the Canes to win the title at 75-1. Before Miami flew to Albany, New York, I saw the video from practice, and I know Coach L said that Norchad was just shooting and stretching, but from my perspective, that's more than I thought the Canes would get out of him at this point. That ankle injury in the ACC tournament, it was bad. If he cannot go in this first round tomorrow night, the Canes can still win. They do have enough guards and enough shooting and enough leadership. They'll just need everybody to rebound and all the guys to crash the glass. And probably a special game from Jordan Miller, which he is very capable of. If that happens, that's two more days for Norchad to get better. There's also the possibility that he could be in the lineup and just not be 100%. So if he is in the lineup, it doesn't mean that they'll get the best of him, but that's still a possibility that he could be in there and not be able to contribute a full 100. If the Canes manage to clear this weekend, though, and get onto the Sweet 16, oof, I'm really loving my ticket. I'll talk more about that in FAU tomorrow. That's all the time I've got for this Thursday. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.